USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is warning not to travel to the airport there. They're saying that more attacks are highly probable and that all Americans should leave the country as soon as possible. On Thursday, there was a suicide bombing at the airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. President Biden said the mission there now is very dangerous.
Come with a significant loss of American personnel. But it's a worthy mission because they continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport.
Around 170 people were killed in the attack, and dozens more were hurt. The attack was carried out by an offshoot of the Islamic State called the Islamic State Khorasan Province. They claimed responsibility for the attack. The final troop withdrawal in Afghanistan is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.